If you enjoy movies, comic books, and pop culture, be sure to like and subscribe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the REC Podcast, brought to you by REC Comics and Collectibles. I'm your host, Roman Chavez, and with me, as always,
Eric Icarus.
Eric,
what's up, mate?
You can find us on the gram at REC Podcast. You can follow myself at Roman REC Podcast. You can follow the shop at REC Comics, or you can check us out at 7679 North Union Boulevard in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We are vegan today. We are tuna-less.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Big Tuna, he is unable to join us today, but that's all right. First two punks,
we only get
last two punks.
That's right. I feel like it's like, you know, some restaurants have fish day.
Yeah.
You know, we get it every
yeah.
other day.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the fresh fish.
We only get catch of the day.
Catch of the day.
Twice, three times, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
cool. It's all good.
But shout out to the tuna.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still going to have to edit this because that's his work, you know. That's his labor here. It's one of his many labors. How are you doing this week, bud?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing good, man. Nice, I've been, man. Like, you know, kids, I think we both got a little something in our throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Mine's from smoking a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Mine's from...
I'm not condoning that.
My kids... coughing directly into my mouth.
Yeah, our homeboy AJ was sick. We were supposed to do something this weekend with him and got the old text that he was not feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling under the weather.
We're getting old, man. We're getting old. Where, you know, used to be we could just get through there.
Yeah.
We'll just drink through it. But
I mean, you guys could just, you know, I remember when you guys used to be able to do that.
Eric, were you once tough? Were you once tough? All right?
Long time ago. Yeah. It was in the 90s.
We got a few little eggs to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I want to start off with
is
Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. I did not watch it. I still have not watched.
I have not seen
Black Adam, but you know,
Black Adam was good.
You watched it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You liked it?
I did. Okay, I will say what I liked about it was The Rock. Obviously, mm-hmm. perfect casting.
Yeah,
he is to Black Adam what Ryan Reynolds is to Deadpool.
Shut up.
It's that. I would say he embodies that character. It's not. It's not that explosive.
It's high praise.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like, wow, you know, I have to watch this five times because it's that good. But no, it's like, oh, you get a sense that this meant a lot to The Rock.
Yeah.
And it comes out in his performance.
Yeah.
The story, on the other hand,
yeah.
there were a few things I didn't care for,
sure.
obviously. But, and now when I'm like reading about Fury of the Gods, I'm like, oh, that was probably supposed to go into the Shazam movie. And The Rock was like, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe to leverage something over DC, but... since the whole restructuring was happening, you know, it left Dwayne Wayne, like, wanting still.
The Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, I will watch it because you thought it was all right.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
pretty good.
We do have a lot of similar tastes. We do have a lot of very differing tastes.
Yeah, which but there's makes a nice little too. Venn diagram.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. Yeah. I've been told that I would enjoy it. Big Tuna liked it too.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
But Shazam Fury of the Gods, it opened to a paltry 31 million.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic, which is disgusting.
It's not good.
That's not good.
It's not good.
Fortunately, it didn't cost too much to make.
Yeah, it's around the 100 mil for production costs, but you know, you got to add another 50 mil for the marketing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still in the hole.
Yeah.
I think it's only it's recouped at this point 50 mil.
Oh.
And I mean, even look at Quantumania, I think it's at 500 million right now.
Yeah, but still $100 million opening weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
You know, they're just not playing the same game.
They're really not.
And Marvel's chess is starting to become Chinese checkers, but the DC Universe is just playing checkers. They might be playing Candyland.
That's true. But you know, they're about to flip the board up.
Yep.
And we're start excited. Over.
We're intrigued, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
But to your point about what are we going on with the Shazam for?
Oh, so for Shazam, the one thing I wanted to comment on is there was an article that Zachary Levi, whom I really like. Mm-hmm. I really like. I think he's a good actor. I don't like his Shazam. and I've been vocal about it.
Yes.
Zach. But he was like, he's tired of toxic DC fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a genre of people who are just they're professional haters.
Sure.
All they want to do is do that for clicks or for clout, whatever.
I used to work for Buddyhead.
Yeah,
I know how it goes.
Yeah, professional hater, former rehabbed professional hater.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I get that. But the thing is that you got DC has barely delivered on their promises. So like you made me this way, all right?
I mean, that's very true.
I'm in an abusive relationship.
Okay, yeah, I will say to his point, there is a very small faction in any short sort of media that's going to be like, I hate it just to hate it.
Yeah.
There's they're the trolls.
Yeah.
But to now, on the other side of this, I got to say to these haters, yeah, you keep delivering crappy product after crappy product. It is the fans' duty almost to expel this and be like, hey, this sucks and this is why it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like these toxic DC fans, quote unquote, are just kind of like airing their grievances almost, and he's taking it too personal.
You know, but you know, he for the faults with it, I mean, he takes it very seriously.
Sure.
He seems to really enjoy doing it, but I don't get the version that he portrayed. It's a little New 52-ish, which I did not like either.
Right.
So yeah, it's just an interesting thing to say. If you're saying watch the first one and you're gonna get what you got out of that, you already lost me, man, because the first one's garbage. First one's not good.
It's really not.
I am a Captain Marvel Shazam fan.
You are
hardcore.
I will say, yeah, you when that before that movie came out, you were very excited.
I was very excited.
You were talking it up, and we did not watch this one together, even the first Shazam.
Yeah.
We were we did see it separately, and yeah, you were very disappointed.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what was that?
And another waste of Mark Strong, you know?
Yeah, oh my God, DC, stop doing my boy wrong, man. You're doing
him dirty.
Why do you keep putting him in these crappy movies, man? I understand that filmmakers and companies don't go into this trying to make a bad movie.
Yeah.
It's hard. I understand that there are many things I will not understand about the movie business and production. But, you know, if you can't learn from your mistakes and you're lucky enough to get a sequel, you've got to start listening to, you know, the fans.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about that first Shazam movie, like, wow, it was a little, the tone was off, I would have maybe done this, where are they going to go with this?
Yeah.
You had time to fix this.
Look at the comics. Look at the storyboard
for you.
All you got to do is remix, baby, and stop making stuff up. Just stop making things up, you know? since I haven't watched Shazam, I would rewatch Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, before I'd rewatch, Suicide Squad. Not the Suicide Squad, but the first Suicide Squad. Oh,
yeah, for sure, dude.
And they gave us hope with things like Wonder Woman, with things like Aquaman, but then literally did themselves in with Wonder Woman 84.
Oh, man.
You know, so you showed us that you actually can't keep momentum.
That's true.
So, I'm not as excited about Aquaman 2.
I'm really not, because of the track record.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it speaks for itself.
We're not going to get Redhead in it, probably, so, you know.
Old Mira, old Grumpy Pants.
Oh yeah, she'll leave a grumpy in your bed, kids. But yeah, I just thought that was an interesting thing. After the movie performs, I mean, Ant-Man and Wasp didn't perform to expectations either. Still, 100 million.
Yeah, that's sort of like when a guy's with a woman and then he can't perform and gets mad at the woman.
Oh yeah,
that's how you're coming across, Zachary Levi.
It's very very strange. She's like,
oh well, you put too much pressure on me.
There you go, yeah. And he didn't rise to the occasion.
Yes.
I did something very uncharacteristic of a Roman, and I watched some shows, man.
Yeah,
All right?
Yeah.
I binged.
Harkening back to the old days of the podcast, we would actually do the dude.
Yes.
We got actually a little, you know, life comes up.
Yeah, dude, I run a business.
He runs a business.
Yeah, Eric's OnlyFans can't run itself.
He can't.
You know?
Coming soon.
I watched HBO's The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big zombie guy. I'm a big post-apocalyptic guy. You know, Tuna's been watching it, and
I binged it because I got a text about the topics.
Yes.
About three days ago. Yeah. So I had to hurry along.
Yeah.
I was under the impression, and it is based off a video game.
That's why
I had no interest in it.
Yeah.
But then before I got the text at work, and I was talking to somebody at work, like, oh, no, you don't need to see the video game.
No.
Play the video game. You can just jump into this.
Yeah, it's great.
Fine.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
All right. I talked about it briefly before because I'd started the show, but I blew through it. We're only a couple weeks since the last episode came out. Ermiger, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I am my new man crush is Pedro Pascal. He is doing everything for me. I think he is just this super underrated. No, he's not underrated anymore. But like he was for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But he is just killing it. Bella Ramsey as Ellie. Hey, it works. It works. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, she does, you know, it was, there was a lot of controversy you may not have known when the game came out, because Ellie looks like Ellen Page.
Mm, so they wanted her initially?
Yeah,
she,
well,
I think she aged out of the part.
And, you know, dude it out of the part. Elliot now. Elliot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, fair enough. Dude it out.
Yeah, dude it out, man. Just bro'd out of that part. But Bella Ramsey's portrayal of Ellie is fantastic. They have great chemistry. I love zombie stuff, so this cordyceps idea is a nice, like, new. Just like when 28 Days Later came out and it was the rage virus.
Which was a little stupid.
It's stupid, but it was.
The movie worked.
Yeah, the movie worked. We'll take stupid if you deliver.
You hear that, DC?
You hear that, Marvel?
And Marvel.
Yeah. Like, we'll, you know, if your stories are going to be weak, at least give us a show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I found the series to be really good. I found it to be refreshing because it could have very easily been Walking Dead. Spoilers, kids. We rarely see the cordyceps, and when we do, they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It really is this lone wolf cub, you know, dad and surrogate daughter, burn it all down because of love and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Okay.
And I thought Pedro Pascal played this very good, burnt out, rough around the edges, and then softens in a way in this brutal world that's been existing.
Right.
I was blown away by the show.
Okay. Well, I will talk about the positives, and I will I want to answer some of the gripes that it's been getting as far as They do talk about how Pedro Pascal's character comes off a little whiny here and there, and it's like, well, you know, how would you react in a in this universe like this? Of course, you're gonna have your moments of weakness. That's why we love the character.
Yeah.
As far as seeing what are the infected called again?
The cordyceps.
Cordyceps. As far as not seeing them enough, because that was a big point of contention.
Yeah.
Was I don't think necessarily if they're I'm sure they're gonna do a season two.
Yeah.
I feel like this first season wasn't the point.
No.
Much like how in Walking Dead, it's not the point of how they got infected.
Yeah.
It's about the survival.
Yes.
And I feel like the show was establishing this relationship and kind of giving us this air of dread around them with, you know, I feel like they're like the shark in Jaws.
Yeah.
Less is more at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, when are they coming out? They're trying to put us in this universe, like, are they around the corner?
Yeah.
We feel like them. They could pop out at any moment. And the fact that they don't, I feel, works to its benefit.
Yeah.
I feel like season two is going to be a different story.
Yes, I think so too.
Because I feel like we're going to get a lot more.
Yes.
I like the concept of like visually looking like a different kind of zombie.
Yes.
That's very positive. Yeah. That's something it's hard to do that. It's hard to remix something like that.
And the play on something that could actually happen, that actually, you know, maybe, you know, hundreds of years down the road, because spoilers for the kids who hadn't watched it in the first episode, it opens with a 1960s, like, kind of talk show, and these two sides, kind of Cold War era, they're ducking, okay, the Cold War, you know, Russia could destroy the world, nuclear war, what are some other things that can affect, that could affect, you know, asteroid hitting, blah, blah, blah. So they're talking about it, and this doctor's like, well, he's like, there's a type of cordyceps fungus that it does this in insects and some animals, where it infects them and it kind of takes over their body, and it's a slave to this fungus.
Of course, it's symbiotic.
Yes, symbiotic. Yes,
right.
And
or parasitic.
More parasitic. You're right.
Rather, yeah.
And and he says, you know, if the world, you know, right now it doesn't transfer to humans because our core temperature is too hot.
Right.
But if the fungus were forced to raise its own temperature, because let's say, I don't know, the world is getting a little hotter, then maybe it could make the jump to humans. It was subtle in the movie or in the show. When you see, when you go back and watch parts, you'll see the little tidbits of things before the breakout happens.
So that setting it up was brilliant.
First episode's great.
I love how sometimes instead of giving us a stupid voiceover or narration, which is lazy writing, for the most part, there's a few movies that can get away with that or shows, but Wonder Years being one of them.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of a newscast as a framing device, giving us a little bit of the backstory or the tone or whatever.
Yeah.
But, those are the very positives. I will say, though, going to the negatives, I've seen this before. And, no hate on the actors involved. Everyone knocked it out of the park. I feel like Ellie's character, what's her name?
Bella Ramsey.
You may know her for House Mormont, Queen.
Yeah, the Lady Bear.
Lady Bear, yeah. There's some points in there where you're like, okay, that why I understand what she gets a little too much, like where she's running the show.
Yeah.
That gets a little irritating. I get here and there would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it's, and I understand that her character had to grow up super fast.
Yeah.
But Pedro Pascal has been in this a lot longer. He's got more experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I would understand maybe one or two scenes where she's like been in the same situation almost, and she's able to like, and that would be a point of like argument. Like I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like her kind of leadership wasn't earned. Going back to what we talked about on our last episode, it's like, you're not earning this.
Yeah.
You know, she played it well.
She did.
I feel like there's some haters out there saying wasn't right for the part, which, I mean, I don't know. I didn't play the game.
And I believe Bella Ramsey is a they, them, which this is what I want from the they, them community in terms of, hey, this is a girl. I'm an actor.
Right.
I'm going to play this part. I'm not going to change it to bend to my will, even though I thought they did it fantastic in Umbrella Academy for Elliot.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Though, yeah.
But, hey, yeah, put that stuff aside. Play the role. Let's not make it about... And she's done great at that. I haven't... Sure. You know, the media tries to make it about that.
Of course.
But she's done... they've done such a fantastic job of really representing that community in a way, sorry guys, that, hey, we're learning. So... This is a good way. Where it's not a distraction at all.
It's really no. I never got that.
And you would be more of a tomboy in that type of world. You'd have anyway, to be. You know.
I feel like any sort of femininity, as far as the beauty, would go out the door.
Yes.
It's all about survival at this point.
Yeah, we saw with Tessa. So,
yes. So, hats off to the points I made. But again, I have seen the survival story before.
Yeah.
I've seen the zombie story before.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily doing anything new for me.
Yeah.
So I you know, when I came in here, I came in hot. I said I hated it.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about it a little bit more, I'm like, okay, there were some things I did enjoy about
it. And what I think you'll like about it, it's my understanding, because like you said, they didn't focus on the monsters as much. And when they did, I mean, it's a 9-episode show.
Yeah.
And they have 3 or 4 really good ones spread out.
And it works, yeah.
And every time it works, because there's a lot of practical effects.
Exactly.
But it's my understanding that in later games, and even in the first game, and they kind of mentioned that there were clickers, there were different types.
Yeah, yeah.
They expand upon that, so I think we'll see more different types, which will then add to the genre, because we've seen the slow, we've seen the fast.
Yeah.
Now this thing, and I mean, if they're fungus, you gotta imagine they have spores.
Big time.
And I have not played the game. I'm about to watch the first one's playthrough.
Okay, nice.
Because my favorite scene in the whole show is in that episode, again, spoilers, with the cannibal kind of church people.
Yeah.
Joel's interrogation of those dudes. Dude, that's in the game too.
Oh,
it's almost
really?
Verbatim.
Ooh.
It's almost verbatim. It's fantastic. It's brutal.
Yeah.
And as fathers, you kind of
get this.
And that's what really clicks with me.
I think this is right. It's the survival aspect. And what would you do for your pack?
Almost. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I will say this show is coming out at the right time. And opening up with a newscast or a talk show about the Cold War era, with the recent stuff in Russia.
Yeah, it feels very...
It feels current.
Yeah,
it's present. And also present, with the... Yeah. What we've been through with the pandemic.
Yeah.
This show is playing on paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way. I feel like it's not stoking anything.
No.
It's more or less being more like introspective about paranoia.
Yeah.
And things coming full circle as far as like, oh, remember when we were at war with Russia?
Yeah.
Now we're like on the precipice of like going back to war with Russia. It's insane. And I do like that aspect of it, of the paranoia just looming.
Yes.
Much like the infected in the show.
Yes.
It's around.
Yes.
You may not see it, but it's just looming over you.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do what you can.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm all about it. I was surprised at how much I liked it. I knew I would enjoy it.
Oh, God, yeah.
But
I was shocked it took you this long to get to it.
Yeah.
I know, again, things...
I don't have HBO Max, so, you know, you got to figure things out. A friend of the shop, Ted.
Oh, Ted.
He loves to burn DVDs, so he got me, like, a low-quality DVD. And I love
He's
it.
He's just joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not at all. Allegedly. Supposedly. But it was nice, and I got to watch the show. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And give me more. But I bet you we're not going to get it till next year.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, late next year.
I don't think they expected it to be this good. And since Pedro Pascal's in everything.
Everything.
Which,
now.
good for you, dude. Mm-hmm. I wasn't necessarily aware of him until he played the Viper.
Yeah.
In Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which that was my first kind of real exposure to him. And then realizing he was in a few other things. Oh, yeah, that's Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I know him mostly. I think the first time I really noticed him was as Whiskey in the Kingsman 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went back. I saw the... Yeah, yeah. He's great in there. He's freaking great in there.
He's so good in there.
And then remember, I got on Game of Thrones late. So when I went back, I was like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. And then he's the bad guy in Equalizer 2.
Oh, yeah, that is...
And he's great in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, the guy, you know, it goes to show, you know, sometimes you just got to pay your dues. The man's in his mid-40s.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally just getting a break. But putting in the work.
He played Max Lord in Wonder Woman 84.
I was
and he was good.
He was fine.
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine. Yeah. But, again, in more uncharacteristic, I caught up on Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I had only seen seasons 1 and 2, mm-hmm. so I watched Book of Boba Fett, which I loved. I don't know what everybody's complaining about. But it has those 2 or 3 episodes that are heavily Mando and Grogu specific.
Sure.
So I had to watch those to get into the new stuff.
This one, right.
And, dude, I'm all about it. I'm a fanboy, guys. Like, this is not a... I understand the things that are wrong, but the things that are right are just making up for it so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff with the Darksaber, I love it. I was a Rebels fan. The stuff with Bo-Katan, I didn't think I was going to enjoy as much as I am. They gave Katie Sackhoff a new haircut, because season 1 Bo-Katan is weird looking. The hair is bad. The hair is good in this season, and I think Katie Sackhoff is a handsome woman.
She is handsome.
She's a handsome woman, mm-hmm. and she you know, she's like rough around the, but she feels like a Mandalorian.
Yeah, she plays it great.
Everything they've done, spoilers for the creed of the Mandalorian, I have thoroughly enjoyed. This idea of the Darksaber, like, we've known about it in canon for quite some time, in expanded universe stuff, but to see that it kind of is reacting weird to Din Djarin, because Bo seemed to use it really well.
Yeah.
And so did Moff Gideon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's a very fascinating thing. I was in tears. I don't want to spoil everything because I'm trying to get my wife to watch this with me, because I think she'll love the kind of samurai gunslinger vibe to it. I think she'll like the Creed a lot.
I love the Ronin style of the movie. The last... kind of gunslinger mentality of the movie. I'm a little torn on this at the moment. I may have to just finish it out.
We're only 4 episodes in. I believe it'll be
getting a lot of mixed reviews. Mm-hmm.
We just can't have nice things. You guys, this is great. It's the best Star Wars stuff we've had, like, consistently.
What is that saying?
I know, but...
I will say the whole... I don't want to spoil too much either, but, I mean, the premise of the show is him going to some underground lake or something, or...
Oh, yeah, like Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, yeah, Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to bathe themselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, brother.
But isn't that the point? Like,
well, that was the point. Right? That was the point of the first half.
Right.
He has to bathe in the living waters under Mandalore.
How is he? Yeah,
shout out to Ken. Living waters under Mandalore.
How does he prove that he went there?
He brings some back.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
I thought he had to take like a selfie with it.
Yeah, he can't take his helmet off though. So you didn't watch episode 3?
I haven't gotten to 3 yet. No.
So
I've only seen the first 2.
Yeah. So again, spoilers, kids. I'm sorry.
But no. I was so excited about the first season.
Yeah.
I feel like they may have had a lot more with Gina Carano's character in there.
Yeah,
I feel like Dune,
Cara Dune,
was supposed to be a big part of these coming seasons. And
they were going to give her something like the Raiders of the Rebellion or something like that. She was going to get her own show,
which probably was going to tie into to Mando.
Totally,
but. You know, things happen, and I still love you, Gina Carano.
Yeah,
I met her at the Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, ran into her, and she's gorgeous.
Dude.
And so nice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she was on her way to her signing booth, and I happened to just be walking by. Nice. And I said, hey, huge fan. I didn't want to be that jerk that was like, can I get, because, you know, she was charging for.
You're not a picture guy.
I'm really not either, but she's one person I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was doing the charging for the pictures, and I'm sure she would have done it.
Probably.
But then she would have got mobbed.
Yeah.
And that's not
yes. Yeah, I did that.
I, I did a quick, hey, I go, big fan. Oh, thank you.
I did that to Aziz Ansari in the bathroom at Comic-Con.
That's why I saw Gina.
It was just me and him, and we were peeing. And, yeah, it's like, why don't you guys have celebrity bathrooms?
I know,
and,
man.
And he was like, I was like, and it was just us. So I was like, hey, man, can I get a picture real quick? And he was like, yeah, dude, it's cool. And then as soon as we took a picture, all of these people came out of nowhere. It was just us in the bathroom.
It's like they had a sense.
Dude, it was so weird. They were like,
hey, there's a celebrity in there.
And then my picture didn't even come out well. Oh, it was so blurry. Yeah, because I was trying to be quick. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm a picture hound. I love it. I get starstruck.
Sure.
And now it's hard. Now they realize that they can make tens of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Especially, and I'm sure Gina kind of needs this. She don't need it, but it's supplemental income.
It's a great booster.
Especially losing a big Disney contract.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I don't get the big deal about this. Yeah, she said some unpopular things, but so like everybody has.
But they
we don't need to go too much into this. But,
they did talk about how her character is off doing something, so the door is open. But I can see her being prideful and not
coming back. No. Oh yeah, I could definitely. Yeah.
But if anybody could get her back, it'd be Favs.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, yeah.
You know, people always talk about how much they love to work with Jon Favreau.
Absolutely.
And you know, he's the golden boy at Star Wars right now. So I don't know. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I love this because kind of in the comics, like they really like when they reveal that it's a creed and not just a race.
Right.
Like that's the first time we knew that.
Right. Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, so what they're doing, they're really building on this character who had a couple minutes in Empire with Boba Fett, dies almost immediately in return, and then you know we got this book above, but all that man like we loved him as a character, as a Mandalorian before we even knew what a Mandalorian was.
Oh yeah, you know everyone's obsession with Boba Fett, which you know I fell victim to because he just looks so cool, and then his first appearance is like, whoa, this is Darth Vader's henchman, this is his main dude, he's a bad mofo, man. Granted, he went out kind of like a punk, but you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, man.
That's his journey.
Sarlacc would ate me too.
Yeah.
I can't front, you know? But I thought Book of Boba Fett, that was one of the other things I had to binge through to get caught up.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good too. It's a little slow, but man, I think it's so interesting how Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are like redeeming all of these characters, these actors from like the prequels.
Almost, yeah, from like a almost bygone era of Star Wars, you know?
Because in the latest episode 4, I'm sorry, I have to spoil this for you, they had actor Ahmed Best come back. Oh. Actor Ahmed Best played Jar Jar Binks.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But they had him as a Jedi.
Oh, finally.
Protecting, getting Grogu out during Order 66.
Oh!
We get Order 66 and Grogu trying to get out.
Okay.
And Ahmed Best, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Okay.
So
I think I need to finish this out to the end. Yeah, I think we need, obviously.
We'll talk about it again when it's done.
When it's done, we'll do a recap, obviously.
It's just weird for me to binge all these shows.
For sure.
But I found out I can get some work done, actually, because it's not my love.
Right.
So, like, when I'm watching Marvel stuff, like, I'm in it.
Yeah.
But here I can do things, so I've just had it on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I've missed stuff, but that's why I'm trying to get my wife to watch it, because then we can watch it together, and then I can pick up on
things. Yeah, for sure, man.
But I think she'll like the Mandalorians.
I think she would. I think you would. You know, I think we should tease something, because, you know, what do you think's cooler, Rick or
Joel?
Joel.
That
there's a debate going on
online.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have teased it, but I would like the moderately priced tuna in on that.
I would too,
because I think you and I, without spoiling anything, might be on a similar note.
Wavelength,
but Big Tuna might be on something. So we'll have to have it for the debate.
I think so.
Kids, that's our show. If you like what we're doing, please hit that subscribe button. Let us know. Did you guys enjoy Last of Us? Are you guys vibing on Mando? I am, but I am far more a stan of this stuff than I am the fanboy. So, but let us know what you think below. Click that little bell so you know when we have new content. Eric, do you have any final thoughts for us?
Zachary Levi needs to, toughen up, man.
Toughen up.
You've been in this business for a minute, dude. Stop it, man.
Although I've never seen Chuck, so that's like his claim to fame. I've never seen it.
Yeah, but, you know, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You know, now you're giving them more to feed on. You're giving the trolls more to eat.
You're making me trolly, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Making me trolly. Yeah. Kids,
you suck.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Roman Chavez.
I'm still Eric Icarus.
This is The Way.
Ooh.